This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tumotu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Generation Future. It's been a while since we've actually been in the studio because, you know, over Christmas we replayed episodes mainly because Mum got COVID.
Yes,
10
that's
days
right.
before Christmas.
9 days before Christmas.
In fact, before Christmas.
And on the last day that the radio station was open, we were going to come in and do our... We're going to do two shows and we were going to do summary of the year and a look ahead to the next year. And
we'll save that for next week because we have very important things to talk about. Mainly, we went to see Jimmy Carr.
That's right, not to be confused with Alan Carr, his cousin. No, he's not. It's a common thing people like to tease him about.
Who's Alan Carr?
Alan Carr's another British comedian. You've never heard of, what do they call him, Little Man or something?
No.
Oh, okay. I have to educate you on that one.
No.
Then.
Well, actually, okay, yes, but okay.
Actually, I have a feeling you'll know who Alan Carr is.
Probably.
But no, so we did see Jimmy Carr, and there's a bit of a story to that because you knew he was coming to New Zealand.
Yeah. And I knew he was coming to the region, and I was basically practically begging you to get tickets.
I know, but what you didn't know was that I had tried.
Who's that?
That's Alan Carr.
I don't know who
comedian.
He is.
Is an English comedian, broadcaster and writer. His breakthrough was in 2001, winning City Life Best Newcomer of the Year.
Don't know.
Oh, well,
is.
I'm going to have to show you some of his stuff. And what you hadn't known was that as soon as I heard that, because I'm a bit of a fan of Jimmy Carr, as soon as I heard he was coming to New Zealand and he was coming to Palmerston North, I went straight on to get your tickets. But there were none. They were gone. And I had been going on and checking intermittently. When I you told me about him and I said, oh, yeah, I've tried to get your tickets. I went back on that night to see if I get your tickets, but I couldn't. But I booked us for the Queen tribute concert because that was coming up. And I thought, well, that might make Andrew happy. And then a couple of weeks later, I was back on checking to see if there were any tickets. And David Straussman, the ventriloquist, I noticed was coming to New Zealand.
Excited to see him.
In March. So I thought, well, we can't see Jimmy Carr, but I could book Andrew in to see that comedian. Very, very clever ventriloquist, who I'm sure we'll talk about.
Oh, yeah.
And then
you've got a lot of this year. There's going to be quite a few episodes.
There's going to be quite. We've got
theatre and stuff like that. Because who do we have coming up? One that we know so far. So we've got Jimmy Carr. We're talking about today.
Do we meet Jimmy Carr
next? We have Wicked.
Well, we've got Wicked. We're going to go and see in August. Yes.
Yep. And then we've got the Queen tribute. No, then we've got Straussman.
The Straussman is in March.
So what order is it in?
It's going to be Straussman in March,
yeah.
Wicked in August, and Queen in October.
So you've got quite a few we've got quite a few episodes lined up.
And in between that, you are going to be well into your rehearsals for
Little Shop of Horrors at Awatapu.
That's right, as well as our ongoing updates on our journey as brass band members.
We've still got to finish that saga of history. Like we started that 2 years ago.
I know,
we haven't done anything.
Well, that's
since
right. Because
we got up to like what, the 80s?
Because that was in celebration of my 50th birthday.
That was 2 years ago.
And we got into the early 80s, and then lots of other things came along.
Yeah.
But if we carry on with our saga with Jimmy Carr,
yeah. Saga with Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy Carr.
We're going to go to more Jimmy Carr shows, hopefully.
Hopefully. I went on the night before Jimmy Carr. I'd even been looking for tickets in Whanganui, and there weren't any, and I was like, I'm just going to have to. There was one ticket left at the Regent, but if it was one person, and I thought, no. So, but Friday morning, the day that Jimmy Carr was coming, I had a phone call from Cara saying, I've got two spare tickets. Do you want one or both? And I said, can I have both? Yeah. And then I went to Andrew and I said, Andrew, we're going to go and see Jimmy Carr.
And you, so you know how when something happens, that's a close call to not happening? Yep. And afterwards you still get anxiety, like, what if we go back in time and someone changes it and it's like I never got to go?
Yes.
But you've already been and it's like it's in the past now and it's nothing's going to change because you've already been.
Yeah.
I still get anxiety that we're not going to get those tickets even though it's like a week ago and we've already been and seen it.
Well, the funniest thing was when we were waiting out the front of the theatre and Cara had all the tickets and she was giving them out to the different people, she realised that she was down one ticket and I was thinking, okay, so maybe she's miscounted. But that's all right. Andrew can go on with Cara and I'll just wait until they're finished. So I already had sort of worked that. But it was because she hadn't printed out that extra ticket. So, yeah, that was pretty cool.
No, I'm just glad we got to go.
Yeah, exactly. It was a brilliant show. I'm glad he puts his disclaimer in, though, because it is fairly controversial. He does cross a lot of boundaries.
You didn't get offended, did you?
No. But, you know, we might have people who listen to us, Andrew, who, you know.
Yes, but it's just a joke.
That's right. So, you know, yeah.
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 Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about Jimmy Carr.
If some of you don't know, Jimmy Carr is the guy from 8 out of 10 Cats.
Does Countdown. My Fat Lie. Is it My Fat? Do they call it My Fat Lie?
I don't know. He was on QI for a bit.
He also does My Big Quiz for the end of the year.
Oh, yeah, that.
He does those.
He's got another show on Netflix.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It's quite popular.
Quite popular.
He's a year younger than you.
Well,
And for someone who's almost my height, you called him short.
Well, he does look short. I must admit, on stage, I thought he looked short.
Is it because he's not exactly the biggest? He's tall, but he's skinny.
I think it's because he doesn't give the impression of being a tall person in the sense that whenever you see him, he's usually on his own because when he's presenting, he presents on his own. And at the Regent's such a big theatre.
It is, yeah. As someone who's been on that stage multiple times, it's quite
a
big stage.
And I wasn't the only one who thought he was a bit short because there was – and we actually Googled
apparently
it.
It's quite a common thing.
And afterwards we Googled it and he's, what, 6 foot – two.
About that, yeah.
So
yeah. He's 2 feet shorter than me.
Yeah, so he's
like
not.
3 feet, not three. No, not 2 feet. I'm very tall. If 6 foot two is 2 feet shorter than me. He's 2 inches shorter
that's
than
right.
me.
Yeah, so.
I learned this cool thing that your heartbeat actually matches the beats per minute of a song.
Is that right?
Just before he went on stage, they started playing Modern Love by David Bowie.
Yes, and that's
And
good.
Guess what song I have to play now?
Oh, what song have you got?
Modern Love by David Bowie.
I catch the paper boy with the
And that was Modern Love by David Bowie.
Oh, I do like a David Bowie song, one of my favourite icons.
And so that song, which has a pretty high BPM,
yes,
mixed with the excitement of seeing a world-renowned comedian, might get your heart a bit
racing. It certainly was. You noticed in the theatre they had the common sort of background music just playing, and then they put Modern Love on. You knew that something was about to happen.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. Yeah. So we've just been chatting about Jimmy Carr. We went and saw his terribly funny concert,
which it really was terribly funny.
It was extremely.
He took a lot of stuff from his Dark Material comedy.
Yes, show. And I can understand that. I mean,
it was pretty dark. I did like it.
It is, but it's amazing because all of his New Zealand concerts were booked out. I read a really interesting article about him because someone asked, "Do you worry about?" Ticket, frauds and things with the scalpers and that. And he said no because he, and this is why he had the, remember how he started off with an earlier ticket slot, concert time with us, 7:30. Yeah. He starts with that earlier time and his shows have no, well, the ones in New Zealand have no interval. They go for an hour and a half and then he had another show at 9. Mm. So what he does is he puts the first show on and if that fills up, he then puts another show on so that the tickets are so available that there aren't scalpers trying to sell them. And then if he's really popular, he might, in this time in his tour, put on, going back to the city or town where he was, another concert. But he was still pretty booked out, even though in New Zealand he was had put other concerts on.
Yeah, like in Wellington he had three shows.
They're all
and
sold.
In Auckland he had like, what, five, ten?
Five shows.
Five.
It was Sydney.
Five shows.
Because we saw in, well, not five shows, 5 days.
5 days.
So that could be 10 shows, I'm not sure.
10 shows, 5 days.
Yeah, and then we saw he goes to Sydney and he's booked out
for like 10 days.
For 10 days. So it's
so it's like
popular.
20 shows.
20, so it's pretty impressive. But he was really quite entertaining. He's got a very, he's not... you might get a few hecklers in the crowd, which he encourages, and he supports people calling out and saying things. But
we knew one of them.
But he's got control. He chooses whether he goes with that person or not.
Yeah.
And if he chooses not to go with that person, he's got a very sort of calm, subtle way of basically shutting down the person he doesn't want to commit. And you don't actually think anything of it.
No, yeah.
So he's actually, you know, when you think about it, he's been on stage, what, 20 years? He's actually got quite a good, a really nice stage presence, really, when you think about it. Highly inappropriate. And
he also made the show personal by making a joke about Highbury at the beginning.
I know, yes. So, but he does that with every...
Yeah, but still.
I know, he did. He did do that. So I felt it was very entertaining. And I'm glad that I could take you along to that, Andrew. And I'm glad I got tickets in there for you to go and see. Nothing like seeing a live audience on stage. Nothing like being within a live audience on stage?
Yeah,
nothing,
yeah, the whole audience of 1,500 people was on stage.
Nothing like seeing a live performance and a full...
Being in a live audience.
In a live audience and seeing a live performance on stage.
Who's nothing. Also a world-renowned comedian.
It is. And
like, you know, with the Queen tribute band,
yes.
I mean, yes, they are like a band and they are performing songs, but it's not... They're not actually Freddie Mercury, Brian May, Roger Taylor, and John Deacon. Whereas with Jimmy Carr, that's actually Jimmy Carr.
I know.
In our city,
and
on
you
our
see
stage.
Him on. He's on TV. He's a celebrity, you know. Yeah. It's quite amazing. It was really cool.
Yeah.
So that was. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And
we would tell you some of his jokes, but can't. None of them can be said live on air at this time of day.
Yeah. But he had. So he does his shows. They're an hour and a half with no interval. You don't notice. Not having the interval.
Sometimes you do. Like when he said, when he did a part of the show, which was like 20 minutes, and he said it was his warm up. That could have been its own show.
Yes, exactly. So, typical comedian who balance works out, uses the first part of the show to work out where his audience is at. That's pretty important.
With prompt on a screen.
Yes.
Which worked really well as well.
Yeah, so that was really good. And I really liked how before he came out on the stage, while we were in the audience, there was a message put up which said Jimmy Carr encourages people to say things. And he also put his phone number up and said, if you want to send anything in. And Kara, shout out to Kara.
You can't say her thing.
No, mum. I can't say her thing, but she got mentioned, which was great. And
had to do with a product.
Yeah, okay. Well, it was the statistics.
A statistic of a product.
Yes.
And Palmerston North sells the highest amount of it.
Exactly. So, I mean,
according to Kara.
I don't think we really believed that.
It made for a fun joke.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is we didn't really believe that he would actually read anybody's things out.
But then at the end of the show, he has his own section.
Yeah.
He has a section where they get put up on screen.
Exactly, and was like, oh, wow. So actually,
and Kara's one was up on screen.
It was. So it was like, oh, so he actually, because we didn't know who sent things in.
Yeah.
So he could have had generic ones up and we would never have known.
He could have had ones from shows like 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. Or his own jokes or his own comments and we would never have known. But, yeah, but it must be an awfully hard life because he loves touring. He loves doing his job, but he does have a young family. And so he's on the road. So he must build it in somehow where they can come and see him or he goes back in between shows or...
I was talking to Uncle about it, and as Uncle likes to do in every conversation, he brings up Jordan Peterson. and see, Jordan Peterson's like, it's his tour and his kids can come along if they know it's not a holiday.
Well, exactly. So he would have rest days in his lineup.
Like when he was in Palmerston, he went around and saw places.
Yes, but it certainly wouldn't be, oh, we've come to Palmerston North, I mean, of all places, let's have a go somewhere and have... They would have to realise that this is just like if you came to visit me at school.
Yeah.
You know, we've got some time, I've got to do my job.
We can have fun.
Yeah, fun. But we're not going to be going very far and you have to stay in this area sort of thing. So
comedians have fun with Palmerston.
Oh, I think
mainly
so.
John Cleese.
Yeah.
Search up what John Cleese said about Palmerston. It's really funny.
I know.
Also can't say it on live on air.
But, I mean, they're always going to find something. It was like when Jimmy Carr he said in his show he got such a bad reception from when he made a joke about Dunedin.
Yeah.
And so he warned us that he was going to
make the same joke.
But use Palmerston North.
And we all loved it.
Yeah. I mean, but you've got to...
The joke we can say was... he was saying, like, Christchurch had an earthquake, such a beautiful city. Napier had an earthquake, such a beautiful city. You know what Dunedin needs.
That's right. And there was a lot of outrageous...
In the newspaper, because he said that in his last tour when he came to New Zealand, like, 4 years ago.
That's right.
And it was in the newspapers and stuff, and he said the joke again, I loved the joke. It was funny.
Exactly. And he was pre-warning us. He said, we'll put you on it for this time. So, yeah, I mean... Yeah.
I mean, I kind of agree with them.
No, well, you don't.
I'm joking.
No, good.
Could use some more modern architecture.
What, Dunedin or Palmerston North?
Palmerston North.
Well, you've got to make sure what place you're talking about.
All of New Zealand needs some new architecture.
We could have, before we know it, we've got a hue and cry on our Facebook page. So people arguing with our comments here, but in case you're interested, I'm going on our Facebook page.
All of New Zealand needs some modern architecture.
Well, yeah, that's
I mean,
right.
Half of New Zealand is stuck in the Art Deco of the 1970s.
Yeah. But, yeah, so...
Which he also made a joke about. Did he? Yeah, he did. He made a joke about New Zealand's like...
Oh, he came to New Zealand.
Air New Zealand is not planes, but time travel machines.
Yes, because he left England and came to New Zealand in the 1975.
We've got to end the show soon.
Do we?
We've only played one song, though.
Oh.
There's no time for another song.
We've been talking. So you can tell we've been off air for so long.
Yeah, we've got a lot to talk about.
We realised that the last episode we recorded was to do with when we did the Christmas carols.
Which was over a month ago.
Exactly, because then the next time we were supposed to come into the studio, if I recall, you weren't feeling very well. No, you weren't, because it was the end of the... And you were really. So we said, well, we'll go in the next time.
And we'll record two episodes.
And then this time it was me who came down with COVID.
The day after we went played some music with Palmy Brass, some carols outside downtown.
It annoyed me because I'd been testing because we've been a school teacher and all those things, and everything was negative. But I woke up Friday morning and I thought, feel a little different. I recognise this.
Luckily, I avoided it.
Everybody avoided it in our family, luckily, and a lot of my friends and colleagues did too. So I'm really pleased about that.
Anyway.
Yes.
Any final comments about Jimmy Carr?
Just absolutely brilliant. Anytime you get to go and watch a live performance, I'm glad that we could go together because again, this is Generation Fusion, two different generations.
Yeah.
But we found some commonality. I think we've got a similar sense of humour in some ways.
Yeah.
Although
I mean,
you're a
Jimmy
little more
Carr's
teenage boy than
Jimmy
me.
Carr's your generation.
Well, yes.
So he might say things that resonate with you more.
Yes. And that's why I was a bit worried when I made the booking for Straussman because he started in 1990, which was around my 20s.
Yeah.
Early 20s. And I knew the ventriloquist bit would appeal to you, but he's a very famous ventriloquist, and it's got your humour. So I think you're really going to enjoy that. So we'll have to make sure that we do a recap of that.
Also, Jimmy Carr, if you're listening, which you're probably not, we'll probably, mention you in a post on our thing, though. If you get this, we would love to interview you next time you come to
New Zealand
and Palmy. Because, you know, last time you came, Jacinda got to interview you.
That's
we should be allowed to.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to play fair.
Yeah.
Head movements. I forgot how much the radio is just your voice. And how much I use my body.
Yes, and how sensitive the microphones are to picking up things.
Yeah.
But it's great to be back again.
Yeah, I got to try this again, how to plug all our social medias. If you enjoy this episode and want to hear some more of our episodes, you can go to npr.co.nz/show/fusion and you can get all our old episodes. Or you can go to Spotify and just search up Generation Fusion. And you can find our other episodes. Almost said Teen Spective.
Oh.
You can find our other episodes. If you want to get some behind-the-scenes photos, like photos we take while the music's playing, then you can go to our social medias, which is facebook.com/GenerationFusion or at GenerationFusionNPR. And on Instagram, it's Generation_Fusion_NPR. And if...
Oh, sorry. I'm just taking. Andrew reminded me.
They got picked up in the things, though. Also, if you like our content and want to help us to continue to make content and make better content, go to givealittle.co.nz/org/NPR because Manawatu People's Radio is a open source radio, I guess. Not open source. Non-profit.
Non-profit, yeah.
Kinda. It makes money, but it doesn't.
No, it's
a. It's a public radio.
Public radio funded by New Zealand On Air.
Anyway, mā te wā.
Yeah.
Get
my
it right,
turn. Mā te wā.
See you all next time.
Bye.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.